pleasure to welcome to the program Jerry Accioni, Woodstock City Councilor. Jerry, hey, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Thanks, Marcy. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. You brought forward a motion, and we wanted to talk about that a little bit. This was at council a week ago yesterday, and this has to do with the vehicle of voting. Is this something that typically gets brought up prior to an election happening?
Well, as far as I know, as far as I've always followed along, council's always had that option of changing things. I mean, going back to as far as... 2003, I believe, is when I started following, and that's when the biggest interest started in online voting. That's where when it kind of the catalyst started. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, why did you make the motion to introduce it here in Woodstock?
As kind of mentioned at council, it was more for the convenience. Of course, the benefits, if you make it a little easier for people, I do believe more people will do it, and that's the hope. I mean, we definitely have a bad decline right now in our voter turnouts.
Yeah, so. You quoted the numbers in the last four elections at 35%, 34%, 31%, 31%. That's not, I mean, even 35% is a pretty poor showing when it comes to an election of any sort. It doesn't give a huge mandate. First of all, let's go talk about the cost, because I know the number $100,000 was brought out. What exactly did that mean? What would that be attributed to?
Well, with the roughly $100,000, physical polling locations with laptops, touchscreens, telephones would have to be set up for advanced polls, as well as election day to offer the social component and to accommodate those without internet access.
Ah.
And, of course, those that require assistance, right? So, that cost would be a little heavier, let's call it. I realize that to begin with, because we could purchase this, most of this anyways. I mean, there's going to be software and everything we probably have to update every 4 years.
Yep.
Versus us renting these tabulator machines.
Right.
So for years going forward, the cost would be less and we could grow once we have that. Because, again, we're not supplying laptops to every single person or an iPad to every single person in the city.
Right.
We would just have so many that, you know, I envision at City Hall where if you don't want to vote online or you're not sure how to do it, you can still go and vote, you know, in privacy. But instead of, you know, a pen and paper, it's a touch screen.
Mm. Now, when a lot of what was brought up either at the meeting or even in the general public are around security issues. City of London has decided and said to their council, you know, we shouldn't do online voting because somebody used the term, and this might have been a University of Western Ontario professor, it's the Wild West. There have been issues along the way in different communities. I know Cambridge had some where they had to kind of postpone and say you've got until, you know, 10 o'clock to vote now. However, we have places like Southwest Oxford that have used a version of this for several elections and are going to do it in the one coming up next year. So what would you say to that?
Well, it was really one company that had issues, right? Out of all the companies that provided these services, it was one, I believe their name was Dominion, not to call them out, but it was one company that actually had some issues, and it was just simply their system crashed. They weren't ready for the amount, but that's no different. I mean, if a power went out, we'd have to stop an election, even if it's a traditional.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? I mean, yes, there's security issues. I'm not naive. We just went through a cyber attack. Let's face it. I know there's some great threats out there, more now than ever. But we literally bank online, right? And we don't think about it. We shop online. We order dinner online to get delivered to our house now.
Yep.
Right? And we do this without even thinking.
Yeah. It's very much...
the security in place.
Yeah.
Right? We trust it.
It's a different world. I think it's inevitable because we're creatures of habit in what we do. We like things to stay the same, but inevitably things move forward. It moves forward in your business. Like, take a look at cars the way they were in the 1970s, the way they are now.
Yep.
It's the same the way with... The way that we consume television now is a lot different than it was 15 years ago. Talk to me about... because informed voter was something that was talked about. And we're speaking with Woodstock Councillor Jerry Accioni about this, the motion that he brought forward, which he couldn't get anybody to second, was in regard to electronic voting. Informed voting. Tell me your thoughts on this.
That is always an issue and will continue to be an issue. And that's where us as councillors, I believe, have to be better. It is our responsibility to inform voters, not only on us personally. Like, I know some people want to do it just to get voted. Most of us have our hearts in the right place. We really, truly do want to do what's best for the community.
Right.
And when we're getting 30% of the people out to vote, we're not representing the community. We are representing such a small percentage, and they're typically the same people that, or same kind of age group, I guess, that has been turning out and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You look at the stats, and I don't have much from 2018, but in 2014, voter turnout ages 18 to 30 were 9%.
Wow. Yeah.
Ages 31 to 40 were 19%. So you can't tell me that isn't an age group that people are informed.
Of course.
Right? It's on them to learn some information. So if we make voting easier for them, I would hope that they would learn more about what's important to them, who represents what they think, and then we'll vote for that person. If that's not me, I will accept that.
Of course.
Right?
So, unfortunately, your motion that you brought forward during the council meeting, there was no seconder, so unfortunately you had to withdraw it. So would you say
Right.
Yeah. So unfortunately, like, would you say that this is the end of the, like, online voting conversation, or could it be maybe brought up again at a future meeting before the election?
I suppose it's possible to be brought up again. I'm not exactly sure how that would work. I mean, let's face it. The council was clear. It was 6-1. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
We know the way most councillors feel here in the city of Woodstock, and I totally will respect that. I don't agree with it, but I do respect my councillors. That's why each of us have a vote.
Right.
And I'm just disappointed that more discussion wasn't had about the merits and giving the community more credit.
Mm. Interesting.
Right.
Andrew Coyne mentioned this years ago, a reporter who's been around politics for years. And I think this was on the National when the federal government was talking about potentially changing the method that we vote, you know, first past the post versus mixed mandate proportional. He said, you know, how do we know as a society what we'd like to do if we don't actually try a different way? And that kind of leads to this, you know, maybe if we were to go forward and have kind of a hybrid version of, you know, digital and or I can go in person, you know, we as a society can make that decision to say, you know what, this actually isn't that bad. And then we'll work out some of the kinks when it comes to security issues. So it's interesting. Jerry, I want to thank you for your time today. Is there anything you wanted to say in closing today?
Well, yeah, I guess. In my opinion, and let me be clear, this is my opinion, okay? I represent 100% of the city of Woodstock. Since we don't have wards, you know, I had the pleasure of hearing from everybody. And I'm certainly not content with only being able to represent 30% or 31% of the vote. 6 years ago, I ran for city council because instead of complaining about it, I wanted to help change things.
Right.
I'm not happy with status quo. It's simple. We need to find ways to engage the public. Again, as a city councilor, my job is working for the citizens of Woodstock. And when I see voter turnout going down and the amount of complaints on social media, emails, and even people coming to my office going up, we are missing something. We are not doing the job that, in my opinion, we should be doing. Okay? I'm proud to be a city councilor, and I'm just tired of status quo. I don't like those words. Status quo, I've got an issue with.
Yeah.
So we need to change. Things are not working right now. So please, everybody, get out and vote. Get informed. Monday, October 24th, 2022, you'll have your chance to vote for those that you know, represent you both, or best, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is, Woodstock City Council. I think that wraps it up very well. Hey, Jerry, thanks so much for taking some time. You have a great weekend, and perhaps we will be talking about this again sometime down the road in the near future.
I certainly hope so, and I appreciate it, guys. Take care, okay?
Take care.
You too.
Marcy, thanks, Dan.